So here we are, day 24 of hashtag 365. That was my wrist cracking. Gross. Ugh. Do you know what? When we first started this journey, I remember thinking to myself, 365 days, that's a lot of days, you know. It's going to feel like ages. It's going to feel like a real slog. But day 24 already, that's quite a lot of days just gone in the blink of an eye. It's felt like no effort at all. You know, in terms of actually doing the podcast every day and stuff like that, it's funny how you get into a rhythm so easily. You know, you plow those furrows in your brain and get into those habits, and away you go. Anyway, I've entitled today's episode Realizations Volume 3, Being Hungry is Actually Okay. This is something I've realized just in this past week. Obviously, don't mean starving myself. I don't mean like going hungry. Please just assume that whenever I talk, I'm talking about living healthily and sensibly, you know. But there's that feeling of control that I'm not a slave to my body that I've been really enjoying this week. You know, I was talking to one of my colleagues about this, Thomas. What's amazing about healthy eating and being mindful about what you're eating and sticking to your calories each day and stuff like that is there's very few things in your life in terms of professional and personal development where it's absolutely in your control. Do you know what I mean? Like at work or whatever, you might be trying to go for a promotion or whatever, but you've got to wait for the right opportunity or someone's got to leave or all that kind of stuff. But with your personal development, it's up to you what you learn. You know, and with healthy eating, it's up to you what you eat. Nobody can put, no one's forcing food into your mouth, well, unless they are, of course, which is a totally different issue. But in my instance, in my case, nobody's forcing me to eat anything. It's only my own brain and my own chimp losing his shit, basically, and deciding that I've got to eat this, that, and the other. Otherwise, all hell's going to break loose that causes me to eat badly. No one's making me eat badly. And like I say, this realization that, you know, I'm at the moment, I'm feeling quite hungry, but I kind of know that I'm not going to drop down dead of hunger. I've got plenty of reserves, you know. My body's pretty resilient machine, as is everybody's. And I'll box that chimp. You know, I'll feed you, Mr. Chimp, when I'm ready, when I'm good and ready. Not when you shout at me and moan at me and manipulate me and, like, you know, start spotting a cake from across the office. I walked past a cake today. There's a cake. Delicious-looking cake. Actually, with hindsight, it was a delicious-looking cake. But I just noticed the cake and thought, can't be bothered with that. And that feels like a real turning point. I'm properly excited about it. I'm, like, buzzing about the fact that I found this kind of new sense of control. And I know that when it comes to eating, you can take that to an nth degree and it can become unhealthy. And I'm mindful of the fact that I've got to maintain a healthy, well, I've got to develop a healthy relationship with food. And the control element of that has to be healthy. And if it spirals out of control, then that's obviously a bad thing. But at the moment, this idea that I'm in control of what I eat, I'm finding it really empowering. And it's quite strange, actually, because like I've already talked about before, the lies we tell ourselves. I feel like I've started to put a distance between myself and those lies. I feel like I can spot them now. I'm aware of the fact that it's my chimp losing its mind and making me think and feel things that, or trying to make me act in a certain way to keep it happy, when actually I'm quite enjoying this experience of control. Does that make sense? Hopefully that makes sense. Anyway, that's this week's realization. I'm sure there'll be some more. There maybe not. Maybe I'll never realize anything again. But anyway, I better go because I've got to go on air shortly. I'm doing a radio show tonight. But pleasure talking to you as always. I'll see you tomorrow for day 25. That's halfway through 50, right? 7 more of those and we'll almost be at the end of the year. Mental.